You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. We've got a cosy situation going on here tonight, so I think we should all introduce ourselves to the group. So I'll start. I'm Alex, and behind closed doors, I can dance in my pants.
That's a talent.
Lucy, what have you
Wow.
I'm Lucy, and behind closed doors, I'm very good at baking cupcakes.
Who's next?
I am Kimberly Wyatt, and I am... I like to write.
Okay. Ooh,
excellent.
And finally?
I'm Spencer Neasy, and behind closed doors, anything is possible.
Collectively, you guys are Her Majesty and the Wolves. Welcome to the show.
Yay, hello.
Hello.
What up?
How are you guys? All right.
Yeah, we're good.
Excellent. This is like a weird sort of combination of two different worlds, you two coming together to make music. Kimberly, obviously we know you from PCD.
Yes.
And from the TV show Got to Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And Spencer, you in a former guise were part of Jupiter Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've come together to be Her Majesty and the Wolf. So tell us about how that came about in the first place.
You know, mutual friends, when they put you together with people and they're like, you know what, you two should collaborate and know each other. And that's basically what happened over a series of music sessions and sit-downs and hangouts and stuff like this.
And where did the name come from? Because it's quite, well, I was going to say majestic, but that's a bit obvious. where did it come from?
Her Majesty and the Wolves is like the Wu-Tang Clan. That was the idea about it. It was like no one individual is bigger than the brand, you know? So the Her Majesty thing came, and then the Wolves part came when I was hiking with a friend, and, you know, he had came up with this Wolves kind of thing at the end of the title, and then I started saying it, and I was like, yo, this will work. And so later that day, I came back from this hike, and Kim came over to the house, and we were hanging out, and I told her the name, and... You know, we sat and thought about it, and she liked it, and then towards the end of the day, we ended up just sticking with it.
Let's play the song. Can you guys introduce it for us? We'll get it on the radio.
I am Kimberly Wyatt.
And I am Spencer Neasy.
We are Her Majesty and the Wolves.
And you're listening to Stars in Your Eyes.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, we've still got Kimberly and Spencer, a.k.a. Her Majesty and the Wolves, on the show with us tonight.
I feel we should do curtsies, not
hats. Yeah, we should get up.
There you go.
We're going to bow down to you with curtsying. Oh,
Majesty. Well, thank you.
Lovely.
We need to get some those dogs, what are they called?
The corgis.
The corgis, yeah.
Yeah, but wolves are better than corgis.
That's right.
Totally. That wouldn't have been a good title, Her Majesty and the Corgis.
No, I actually think Queen Liz might have had an issue with that because, you know, Probably. She loves her corgis.
Now, well, let's talk about the royal wedding, because you can perform at the royal wedding.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Would you actually do it if they rang up and said, hey, Wills and Kate are big fans of yours?
We would be making history if that happened.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Let's manifest that.
Okay, if you're hearing it, Wills, we know he listens to the show.
Yeah.
They're up for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're doing
memo.
It. We're doing it.
Kimberly, what's life like at the moment on Got to Dance? You're excited about the new series. How's the talent shaping up?
I couldn't be more excited about the new series of Got to Dance. We've, you know, the audition process has been extensive. We've seen thousands of dancers, and I feel really confident that we have the right 28 semifinalists.
Now, I saw a lad who you and Adam both dismissed, but Ashley was quite keen on last couple of weekends ago.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He was from Doncaster, actually.
Is it the guy, is it called Turbo or something, or is that someone else?
Are you talking about Gingerbread Man?
Gingerbread Man, yes, that's the one, yeah. But you two weren't keen on him, were you?
Well, here's the thing. I think that there's a time and a place, and I feel sometimes you see so much potential in someone, but you know that if they just get this chance to get that bit of a push, that they could come back next year and smash it. And I'd rather, you know, give someone that opportunity than give it to him prematurely.
I think you're right, actually, because there were moments where the first part of it was quite good, and then he lost his way a little bit and was trying too hard, I think, to impress
you. That's what I'm saying. We need the whole package. It's a £250,000 we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, isn't that the biggest prize in UK
ever.
TV? At the moment,
exactly.
Sure.
Have you been out and performed the song in clubs or sort of at different venues and sort of gauged any reaction from people yet?
Not yet. Holding a night tonight at Whiskey Mist, and we're gonna DJ as well as drop some of our songs and really get a feel for what people are feeling.
And back onto the Royals, I think Prince Harry and William have frequented Whiskey Mist
a few times. Whiskey Mist.
See, maybe they should come down and check it out so that we can make arrangements for the wedding that we're performing at.
Yeah,
let's make that happen.
Honestly, by the end of the night, they'll have said yes. You'll have your rider sorted, everything.
Exactly.
Best of luck with the song. It's out on the 10th of January. Everyone should download. There's a good buzz around this building, actually, about the song.
We absolutely love it. I mean, we played it. We do a thing on our show every night called The Chosen One. We played it a few weeks back as our chosen one, and it went down really well. Everyone loved it. So,
That's such amazing news.
So fingers crossed.
Yes, they are.
Legs and toes.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Have an amazing day. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight. For the first time, Pete Laurie is here.
Hurrah! Hurrah. So you get a clap from me.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's get you in a nutshell. A few things about you first. How old are you, sir?
I'm 27.
And you hail from?
I was born in Liverpool. I moved to London when I was 6 months old. I lived there for a few years. Then I moved to Wales. But my mum is from Scotland and my dad is from Manchester. So who knows?
You're from everywhere.
I'm a mongrel, basically. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with mongrels.
No.
No.
Big mongrel fan.
It's all good.
Favourite colour?
Of mongrel.
Well, generally.
Mongrels are multicoloured.
Yeah, they're indefinable. Yeah. They're like grey. Favourite colour? I'm going to go blue or green or something.
And finally, favourite sandwich.
Favourite sandwich. Boots used to do a sandwich.
Yeah.
When I was a student, so I was eating too many anyway. And it was like a breakfast sandwich, but the bread was baked bean flavour. That sounds horrendous. It wasn't. It was good. So that doesn't exist anymore, thankfully, in a way. Now it's going to be something like an American deli sandwich, like pastrami and gherkins and mustard.
Oh, yeah. You've gone up in the world.
I've gone up in the world. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. It's still from Boots, which, you know, it's nice.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of your favourite sandwich.
This is what we like to do with the guests on the show.
We like to get to know you. Yeah.
Good.
We're going to play your song now, and then we're going to chat some more. So, dude, can you introduce it for us?
I'm Pete Laurie, and this is my song, Fell Into the River.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Pete Laurie's brand new song is called Fell Into the River, and the gentleman himself is with us on the show. So we know you now. We know your music. Let's chat about the music.
Okay, cool.
And your musical family, because there's quite a legacy of various bits and bobs.
There are. Where do I start? Both of my parents are musicians professionally. That's what they do. My dad used to be an oboe player. Used to tour the world a lot when I was a kid. My mum is a player, still plays for the Welsh National Opera and the ballet. My dad quit playing and now he makes parts for instruments. But my granddad played on Strawberry Fields and all the John Williams scores, so like Superman, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, all those films.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up with a lot of music, obviously, and there was always instruments in the house, and they were always practicing and playing. So it was amazing to grow up around that.
Did you ever get any stories out of your granddad about the time working with the Beatles? Because I can imagine there was some crazy stuff going on with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's never kind of divulged, really. He did. Yeah. There is one story that on the session for Strawberry Fields, he managed to get a signed photo of each of the Beatles individually, which apparently is really rare.
Yeah.
And then gave it to my aunt who sold it. Which was, as you can imagine, that was the closest we've come probably to having to go on Jeremy Kyle.
That's your inheritance.
Like that. Yeah.
That's your inheritance.
Yeah, that is.
How dare she?
I know, terrible.
Did she make some money though? She must have made a bit.
I don't know. I was a kid, but who knows? Yeah. I haven't seen her since. I think she's in LA.
Yeah, she vanished. She took the proceeds and went.
Right, we're going to chat some more after you choose a current pop song that you're a massive fan of.
Oh, you sprung this on me. Okay, well, I'm going to see Rumour tonight, who's a friend of mine, and I supported her at a few shows. So I'm going to pick Aretha by Rumour.
Beautiful.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Pete Laurie's still with us on the show. You okay there, sir?
Yeah.
Regardless of your massive heritage with music within your family, you weren't necessarily destined to take this path that you have taken.
No, I was certainly never pushed into any profession, really. But the first present I can remember getting is a trumpet when I was 10. Like every teenager, went through the phase of listening to the music that I knew my parents would hate.
Of course, you have to do that. It's standard. Yeah,
exactly. Which for me was like a lot of skate punk, and I used to skateboard a lot and all that. And then I guess it's come full circle, really, because I've gone back to... my parents would listen to a lot of like Paul Simon, Nina Simone, Elton John, like classic songwriting. songwriters. So I guess I've come full circle and gone back to that with my own music a bit more, definitely.
Okay. Now, of course, you have toured with, as you say, Rumour, Corinne Bailey-Ray, Paolo Nutini.
Yeah.
Out of all of the people you have toured with, who would you say is your favourite?
Paolo is a mate. We went out, we were up in Glasgow the other night and we went out with all of those, and that's great. Because they all Scottish and they all enjoy drinking a good time. One of my best mates growing up from school is Paolo's trumpet player, which is how we got the gigs originally.
Ah.
So it's always great to hang out with them.
See, Paolo is a funny one. Whenever I've met him on a red carpet or done an interview with him, he honestly looks like he doesn't know where he is.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't. He doesn't know where he is.
He's nice, but yeah, he's very vague, I think is the word.
He carries round a diary. Like a big diary, because I think he just has to literally write, you know, maybe who he is.
Yeah,
so if someone asks him.
Yeah, he's probably got left and right on his feet.
Exactly.
Have sold lots of records. Yeah. You deserve to be here.
Don't forget my new shoes.
Thank you. Oh, so thank you. No, he's great. He's great.
Thanks very much
thank
for coming.
You.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Steve.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Chipmunk is back on the show.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's been too long, man.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
You're doing good?
You tell me.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, cool. We're going to chat properly in the next 30 minutes. Would you like anything in the meantime? Tea, coffee?
Yeah, give me a coffee with six sugars.
We will get
six?
That.
I'm playing.
Whoa.
I just had one.
Your teeth will fall out.
Hopefully not.
We will get that sorted for you and we're going to chat some more. Chipmunk is In Demand tonight.
Yeah.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Chipmunk is with us on the show this evening.
Yeah.
The new song, Awesome.
Thank you. Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you.
The video is pretty epic that goes
with it too. Thank you.
So everything is, you're ticking all these good boxes, man.
I have to, man. I'm trying, man. It's like I spent the whole of 2010 mostly just recording the album and thinking, you know what, Chip, you're not new anymore. So you need to find a way to reinvent yourself, keep your audience interested, because, you know, once you get over that new boy period, that's when things start to get a bit more difficult, man. So I had to make sure I came with the right song and the right video.
Now, I remember when you were first about and you were still at college, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you were working, going straight to the studio afterwards. So you literally had like no time to even
I didn't
see.
Have no time. It was just thinking about it with my tour manager and all the stuff we used to do. Like I would, you know, in a lunch break, I'd have to go for an interview, come back, I step out, the car's waiting, gone, you know, textbooks in the car, manager like, here you go, we're practicing my drama scripts with me, getting out and then just living a completely different life.
Is this part of what led to burnout?
This is what, you know what more led to burnout at the time was not knowing my limits.
Yeah.
You know, just as a person, in anything I do, I'll push myself to breaking point. And you have to get to breaking point to know where it is. So I ain't going back there.
Of course, because otherwise you're going to be a hamster on a wheel who never stops.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, I don't work on Sundays.
So
whatever it takes, man, I'm cool, man.
You've got to set yourself those limits.
Yeah, of course. But it's just, I'm just happy to know that Champion's out on the radio now and everyone's taking to it, because that was also a rocky road in the making of that song.
Okay,
yeah.
So the underbelly of that being Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who,
now,
we
he
have
has,
to say, is an extremely talented guy.
Yeah,
I respect that, thank
that
you.
There.
And the stuff actually between that moment and now,
yeah,
I actually enjoyed more, and I know
than
me and Lucy have disagreed
stuff.
On this.
Yeah.
I think Crawl is an incredible song.
Yeah, it is.
But he has got a reputation, and people might be swayed by that.
For me, you know, I completely understand that. First of all, I just want to thank you for not asking me, you know, what's Red to do with that situation, because I just do the music. And I think, as a fan of the music, I just think he's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I think Deuces is one of my favourite songs. Crew was amazing. He still dances like he has no bones in his body. And in terms of Champion and what I'm saying on the song, because I read a song before it was approached for him to be on it.
Mm.
And, you know, when he heard the song, he said he felt like I was speaking to him. So regardless of some way or somehow, Chris was saying, I need to be on this song. And he also asked if he could have a verse. I literally went into my label and said, right, this is what we're getting with. You know, we're going to push it as much as we can through all the other aspects of whoever chooses to support it. We just show as much appreciation and thanks as we can possibly give. But, you know, if this means we have to hammer it on the internet and then people see that this is what the public want before they actually decide to support it, then we're going to do that. Small as the UK is compared to the States, which is like 50% of the market to the world, we are standing for forgiveness rather than, you know, politics over music. You know, it's music over politics.
The fact is,
it's a hit.
It's a great song.
Thank you so much.
Should we play it?
Yes. Thanks. Yes. I feel like we've got everything out.
Let's
it's
do
good.
It. Cool.
Can you introduce it, mate?
What's going on, people? I am Chipmunk, and this is Champion featuring Chris Brown.
In demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Chipmunk still with us on the show tonight. Now, we've had quite a serious chat. So
I enjoyed that.
So I had to get my 30 on.
Do you know what? There you go. You did, didn't you?
There you go.
The transition.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Let's have a bit more fun. We've devised a few questions for you.
Yeah. Okay,
we want to find out how cheeky is Chipmunk.
We're going back to your real age now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lucy's going to test you.
Okay, so Chipmunk, your first question on how cheeky is Chipmunk mm-hmm. is this. Did you ever pinch your teacher's bum?
No, I considered it though.
have you ever stolen your mate's girlfriend?
Oh. No, I haven't. Whoa.
Your mate Mark is looking at you in a funny way.
I haven't. But I've been in awkward situations where, you know.
It could have happened.
No, I would never steal a friend's girlfriend ever. But, you know, sometimes females have problems controlling their eyes, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's never been a girlfriend. It's more been like a lady in a club or whatever, you know.
Okay. Which one of the cheeky girls is your favourite?
They ain't the same girl.
They might as well be.
Yes, give me both, man. It's a tangle.
Does your mum call you Jamal when you're naughty?
Jamal? Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah,
have you ever trumped then blame someone else?
Yeah, that's standard. That's standard, man.
Have you ever accidentally on purpose walked in on a lady getting changed?
Yeah.
Do you often use your fame to get free stuff?
That's one thing I don't do. I'm actually the person that understands, you know.
What, even Nando's?
They gave me the black
everyone,
card.
Everyone
gets it. It ran out. It ran out. I need a new one.
Nando's, if you listen.
I wouldn't mind free Nando's. I wouldn't turn that down. I generally like to pay for things just to appreciate hard work and the process of paying for it.
We like that. So that's a good adult response. Yeah. But apart from that, you are officially cheeky. So congratulations. Chipmunk is cheeky.
Man. Pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, man. Sweet.
It's great to have you back. The song's amazing.
Good.
And people should go and download it.
Yeah,
6th of February.
Are you going to be supporting Neo on tour pretty soon?
Yes. That's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there, and that's probably going to be the first time I perform Champion.
Chipmunk, thank you.
Yeah. You're listening to In Demand.